What's going on, guys? You're listening to Belcourt Radio, and all of our listeners are gay.
Very gay. Like they like it up the ass gay.
Alright, anyways. Yeah, in case nobody's noticed, and I'm sure nobody has, this episode's a week late. Because we didn't record an episode last week, because we're making a lot of changes to the show. And we decided we were going to take a week off to kind of get everything organized and get everything we needed in order so that we could get this episode and the new changes kind of going off without a hitch. And I'm going to let Black Mesa go ahead and start telling you about that while I take a drink of this water here.
First off, and, you know, you guys didn't notice, the website was down for a little while. That's because we had a problem with our old hosting company, and we got a new one. Thanks to Mark S., he has a new web hosting company, and for contact info, email him at sales@vpss.net, and for the phone number and sample plan, visit vpss.net, because custom quotes are available, you know, different prices for different people and different reasons, whatnot. So, yeah.
And another reason that we took the week off is me and Mesa here have been, well, we're building a studio, in a sense. I found in a garbage can a really old computer, a Dell 333D, which is made in like 1990. And we decided we're gonna turn that into the Belcourt Radio recording studio. And so we've been kind of working on that so that we can actually have a show where we're actually in the same room and we don't have all sorts of lag between what we're saying. And we think it'll make out for a better show in the long run. So hopefully that'll be ready by the next episode.
Hopefully. Next off, we have other big news. We will now be doing a weekly show. Instead of having a show every 2 weeks, we broke it down into a shorter show, around 30 minutes or so, but we'll have one each week, so people don't have to wait 2 weeks for a new show. You know, we'll have a show for each week, so you can enjoy us once a week, or more than that if you want to listen to us over and over.
And we all know that you all want to listen to us over and over again.
Of course they do. They love our sexy voices.
But, we're adding a lot of new segments to the show. I mean, you know, we've already got the standard, our News for Freaks section that we have every week, and the phone call section that we try to have every week. And we're adding a couple in, and the first one, which I'm really excited about, and this was more or less Black Mesa's idea, is, we're going to have one this episode, so when it comes up, you'll know. And we're going to have some contests whenever we can. We're going to have a contest this episode, so you got to listen to the whole episode. That's how we get you. You got to listen to the whole episode in order to hear the rules and find out what you can win. But I think that's really all the big changes that we've got for now. So,
just keep listening to us, and there'll be more. Hopefully we'll get a studio time today.
Yeah, hopefully.
Hopefully sometime this week. And then, yeah. You'll know that you'll probably hear a difference in quality and things when we actually get it finished. So.
But I guess let's just jump right into this thing. I want to get this show rolling here, but I guess we'll go ahead and start with the News for Freaks as we normally would. Really cool concept that was going on over at, I think it was at MIT. Let me double check that if my computer would load a little faster so I can see the site. Here, why don't you go ahead and take that, because I just got a pop-up ad here.
Awesome. Could cell phones stop your traffic?
Yeah.
Okay, this is a quote from CBSNews.com, by the way. You know, I'm not taking their word. Just want to make clear, I'm quoting them. You're driving down the road, a few miles ahead, a guy in a car talking on his cell phone slows down. Instantly, you know about it and change routes to avoid a traffic jam. Missouri is trying to put that technology into effect over 5,500 miles of road. So basically, what it's in the gist of it is, they're using cell phones to contact other people. I guess like a interconnected cell phone network sort of deal. So I guess people can avoid traffic jams and things like that. Like if somebody's up ahead of you with a cell phone, it'll alert you and tell you so that you can actually get around the traffic jam without sitting in traffic for hours on end, wanting to fucking kill the people behind you and in front of you. Namely, road rage.
And I think this is kind of a cool idea, simply because of the fact that it will help out in a lot of people, you know, to avoid traffic like that, but it kind of worries me that even though I guess technically they wouldn't be able to track specific, well, no, they might be able to track a specific person with that same kind of technology, and I mean, what's to stop them from, say, they know you're on this road, and they pinpoint your signal and track you to where you're going, you know, it's no different than than them installing, like, a GPS on your car to track you where you're going, you know?
Well, actually, a lot of the newer cell phones, from what I understand, actually have GPS built into the phone because they say it's for safety reasons. So, like, say you call 911, right, and you're being mugged or raped or something like that. They'll actually be able to pinpoint your location within, you know, a couple of yards from where you're actually at. Not all cell phones have it, but quite a few of the newer cell phones actually have it built into it. So they can actually would be able to track you. Fortunately.
See, this is what I get for not buying a new cell phone for the past 6 years.
Yeah, you know, it sucks. But I guess it's a price you pay for technology sometimes, you know?
Yeah. I mean, the potential is there for people to abuse the technology, for people to, you know, for the government to use it to their advantage, but at the same time, you really can't avoid it, you know? Technology is going to go in that direction, and you can't stop it from doing it, you know? People are going to see that this can help them, and they're not going to worry about, you know, whether or not, you know, somebody can track exactly where they are at all times.
See, I, for one, though, am kind of a privacy person. I like to have my privacy, you know, and it's disturbing that, you know, people are able to track me and stuff like that, because I don't like, you know, I like to have my privacy and, you know, like to be where maybe somebody can't find me and stuff like that. You know?
Yeah.
So, I guess, but what can you do? Okay.
Well, next up in the freak news here, more do not call list fun happening in the world. This time it's Australia, and from what I'm reading here, it's looking like they're probably going to end up fucking this up just as bad as Canada did. Because I'm reading a quote here. This is on 7.com.au, which is apparently an Australian news site. But there's a quote here that I'm taking from it that says, market research companies, pollsters, charities, and religious organizations are likely to be exempted.
Yeah, that sounds kind of familiar, doesn't it, Pony Boy?
Yeah, and I can sense an identical rant that's about to happen, as happened about 4 episodes ago.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, come on, people. What the hell is good is this list if all these... Isn't a market research company the same exact thing as a telemarketer annoying you during supper or something like that? They're basically the same exact thing. That pisses me off so bad that these people are so stupid as to make a do not call list that has no effect whatsoever, basically. I mean, seriously. Come on, people. Jesus. What the hell's the point of the thing? If you're just going to allow all these people to be exempt from it. You know?
Yeah, it's like, isn't that the reason you made this list, was to keep people from bothering you? I think that what they should do is when you sign up for this list, because chances are they're probably going to have a website you can go to and put your number in, or a phone number you can call and somebody will enter your number into the database. Why not have an option to where you can select who you would like to be able to contact you? Like, let's say you do want to be able to get calls from, you know, political parties. You can say, yes, I would like that, but no, I don't want, you know, market research or religious charity organizations to call me. That seems like it would be a logical idea instead of just saying, well, we're just going to completely make this list pointless just for the fact of the matter that we don't want to upset any specific group.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, if you're going to do that, then what's the point of even going to the trouble of doing something like this in the first place? Because it basically, you know, makes it useless. But, you know, that's what you get for...
But hopefully, like they said in the quote, that was a likely situation. Hopefully they realized that that doesn't make sense, and that's not what happened, but, I'm going to say chances are that is exactly what happened, so.
Like I said, man, some people, I mean, I don't know, I guess Canada and, Australia, I don't know. Edit that part out, by the way. Because I lost my train of thought and forgot what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Seriously. You have to edit this out.
Yeah. Why don't you just go ahead and take the next one?
Alright. God, I feel like an idiot right now. Ban corporate Skype usage immediately. Says Infotech Research Group. Apparently, companies are starting to hate Skype, according to this. Companies that are already banning peer-to-peer applications such as instant messaging should add Skype to its list of unsanctioned software programs. Why? I guess it's because the same thing, I think we covered this a few episodes back, I believe, or I might have read this somewhere, I'm not exactly sure. But how Skype, they're trying to ban Skype because they say that Skype uses its bandwidth and people shouldn't be able to, you know, people should be able to use bandwidth to make calls since the companies aren't making any money off of it. I don't know. I'm guessing it's kind of like the same thing they're going on here.
Well,
so correct me if I'm wrong, Pony Boy.
I think what the real issue is also an issue of information leaking. Like, you know, let's say you don't want to, you know, send out some kind of top secret company file to their competitor's company through your work email account while you're there. You can just call them up using Skype, you know? And I mean, I can understand where they're coming from in that sense, but at the same time, while of course you could use, you know, countless other VoIP services, you know, Skype, from a business sense, using Skype to make your phone calls is a really good idea, you know? I mean, it's cheap, it's a pretty damn good service.
That is true. I like Skype quite a bit. I've used it a couple of times, and it's always been really good to me.
I think that that this could kind of double as the asshole of the asshole of the week award for Infotech for trying to stop this technology from kind of spreading into corporations like this.
Yeah, I think you I have to agree with you. I wanted to say this would probably be the asshole of the week award. So, I mean, seriously, come on, people. How much stupider is the world going to get? You know, I was just talking to one of my friends today about this. We were talking about how stupid the human race is getting, actually. It's so sad, Tony Boy. It makes me ashamed to be a human.
Yep.
Is that all you have to say is yep?
Yeah, I'm not going to get into that conversation. Not on this show.
Why not, Pony Boy?
That's, this is a hacking show, not a human race sucks show. But
I'm only telling people what they're already thinking.
I know, and I didn't say you were wrong. I just said yep. But, moving on into technology. Because that's what this show is supposed to be about. This is cool as shit. I've been waiting for something like this to come around since I was like 2 years old, watching Star Wars.
Pony Boy and his little lightsaber.
Oh god. If only you could have seen me at that age. I was such a cute kid. But
I'm sure.
IBM, the right now, at this exact moment, after reading about what they just came up with, the greatest company in the world, as far as I'm concerned right now, has developed a 3D television technology, which is really fucking cool.
Yeah, I just want to know how well this works, because if it's anything like having the little red and blue plastic and paper glasses, kind of piss off.
Well, I was looking at the site where I found out about this, and they actually have a picture of a pair of glasses.
Oh yeah, see that? It kind of looks like slightly resembles. Yeah, have you ever been to the mall at Georgia IMAX theater by any chance?
Yes, I have.
Have you ever saw one of those 3D movies?
Yes.
It kind of looks like those glasses, except smaller.
Yeah, I'm reading here that, yeah, you do have to wear the special glasses, and the video you're watching does have to be shot in with the specific cameras for that kind of technology, but the fact that they can manufacture, in fact, I don't think it's an actual TV they're manufacturing, it's a box that you hook up to your TV. And then you put the glasses on and it plays it in that manner.
But it can only be hooked up to, like, certain TVs, though, that's the thing. Like, not all TVs are able to do it. It has to be a TV with a special, Visa? Visa? I don't know how you pronounce it. Is it, like, Visa or something like that?
I'm not sure.
Anyways, it's stands for Video Expert Standard Association. It's like a 3-pin stereo connector. So, but yeah, I mean, it seems like it'd be pretty cool, you know. If I had $1,000 to drop on it, I would, but you know.
At the same time, though, I think that the technology hasn't really taken off to the point of where, because you know, like I said, in order to view something in the 3D. It had to have been filmed with a specific type of camera for it to appear in 3D. So it's not like anything you watch on TV at this moment, at least, would be 3D. But I think, you know, this is kind of, you know, you always watch the science fiction movies back that were made back in the day, and they're all predicting, you know, oh, the year 2012, we're gonna have holographic TVs, and I think this is kind of a step in that direction. You know, I think maybe the world of the future that I used to watch all the time on the Twilight Zone and stuff is actually going to come true one soon, hopefully.
That would be amazing, you know, having like a hologram TV sort of deal going on. You know, it would completely bring a whole new what's the word I'm looking for? I guess a whole new way to watch TV because right now when you watch TV it's like tunnel vision, you know.
Oh yeah.
But if you had something like that, I mean, it'd be like, it would just be amazing because you'd be able to watch it like on all sides at all different angles and stuff like that, which would be amazing. I mean, yeah, that'd be pretty fucking cool.
Yeah.
Right up.
And I guess now it's time to talk about something that's very near to my heart, and I'm pretty sure it's near to Black Mesa's heart, and I'm just going to take a shot in the dark to every listener out there. I'm pretty sure this topic is really close to your heart as well, because we're talking about porno.
The wonderful world of porno.
And more specifically, we're talking about porno on your iPod.
I mean, come on, man. If you just imagine the possibility. You go to, you know, say, you know, in your car or something. Just whip out your iPod, rub one off, and you're good to go.
And, I mean, with, you know, since the video iPod has come out recently, I actually read about this on AOL News. Surprisingly, they had something on there about pornography on your iPod. But, like, the week that Apple announced the video iPod, all sorts of porn sites started making little short porn clips specifically designed to cater to the iPod. And so it's, I mean, I think it's really cool, to be honest with you. I mean, sure, you probably, they're not going to make a full feature, you know, 45-minute long porno movie just to put on your iPod, but, I mean, it's porn. You know, what's bad about porn?
I mean, man, it's porn to go, you know? Porn anywhere you want, you know? And I'm sure everybody else out there, don't, you know, even if you deny it, you're a liar, you like it. So don't even try to convince us that you think it's stupid or whatever. Because you're a liar, dude.
I can guarantee that at least 6 of our listeners right now are plugging their iPod into their computer and hitting the internet looking for some porno.
You know, the sad thing about that is it's true. And another sad thing about that is that's half of our listeners.
Yeah. So now I actually have a reason to go out and buy an iPod now.
It's like, you know, it's like, so, sir, what do you plan on using your iPod for? Porno?
Yeah, I need to jerk it sometimes, and, I thought I might spend $200 just so I can do that.
Yeah, you know. You could completely fill that, like, a 40-gig iPod up with nothing but porno videos and all. Man. Good time. Pretty. You know, you need to get your mind out of the gutter.
I can't help it, man. I love boobies.
I love boobies, too. But just imagine, what if we had some young listeners out there?
I'm sure we probably do, but they love boobies, too.
Of course they do. Who doesn't love boobies? Even girls love boobies. Yeah, you know it's true, by the way.
Yeah.
Girls love boobies, too. Guys love boobies, girls love boobies, everybody loves boobies.
Alright. Enough with the boobies. It's time for more fun.
More fun. Who likes fun? I like fun. Well, this is the other segment we are talking about, brand new. Some idea that I had, and I talked it over with Pony Boy, and we put, you know, something together, but it's called the Weekly Hack. You know, it may not exactly be a hack, like, you know, do SQL injection into some major corporation's website or something. But, you know, it's just a little something for you people to try out, you know, something, a little something interesting, you know, to just mess around with. And hope you guys enjoy it, but this week we're going to be talking about how to tweak Windows XP to auto-run a floppy disk. You know, I know nobody here, you know, none of our listeners probably ever use floppy disk drives.
I use a floppy disk all the time, man.
Really?
I'm all about floppy disks.
Really? Because I don't even have a floppy drive.
Oh, man. I got every computer.
Really? Because none of my servers even have floppy drives either. It's all network-based, man, for me. But anyways, for people like Pony Boy who still love the floppy disk, there is a way to make a floppy disk auto run, you know. But it involves, you know, if you don't feel comfortable with it, don't do it. But it involves tweaking your registry a little bit, so you know, might want to back it up, you know, just to be on the safe side. Not your whole registry, but just this one key. But if you go to HKEY current user, then software, then Microsoft, then Windows, then current version, then policies, then Explorer, you'll find a registry value in there named no drive type auto run. If the value is 95 or has 95 in it, right-click on it and click Modify, and then delete the value 95 out of it and replace it with 91. But make sure that you keep everything intact, like all the zeros and spaces and the value. Keep them all the way they were. Just delete 95 and replace it with 91. That's it. And just save it, and you know it'll auto-run a floppy disk. If you have B5 in the value, or any letter followed by the number 5, you know, it could be C5 or something like that. Change only the number. Say if it's B5, change it to B1, you know. And that's all you have to do. And if your value doesn't have 9.5 in it, or B5, or anything like that, then, you know, it won't work. So, but, I mean, it's really simple, a little tweak for all you people out there to try to mess around with. And sorry if it's kind of confusing and everything, but this is our first time ever trying something like this, so it'll be better next time.
And I want to take a moment to, well, first of all, if you guys have any ideas that you think would be cool for us to do in this new segment, write us an email, and you know, we may either just kind of look up what it is that you were talking about, get the information on it, and do it ourselves, or you know, we might bring you on the show and let you talk about it, because chances are there's going to be a lot of the stuff that you're going to understand a lot more than we do. And, this is your show. We host it, but this show is for you guys. It's not for us. And we want to spread the information that everyone has, not just the information that we have.
Exactly. So, I mean, you know, we make the site, the show, so our listeners can get involved. We want it to be an open show where people can get involved and people can talk about what they want to, and like Pony Boy said, we want it to be about everybody's knowledge, so not just, you know, things that we know and everything like that, but we want it to be so everybody can learn something from everybody else. Right, Pony Boy?
Exactly. And I also, this is kind of off topic a little bit, but I wanted to, there's another cool radio show thing going on that if you liked, you know, what Mesa was just telling you there, if you like the hardcore tech stuff and none of this, you know, talk show stuff like we have here. There's a cool show called TWAT Radio, and it's TWAT, which is, I believe, Today with a Techie. It's a daily radio show that, it's got countless hosts who each do a different show on a different day. But, I mean, that's what it is. It's, you know, generally around, like, 15 minutes long or so. And it's, they teach you how to do one thing, and then that's the show. So, you know, it can be, you know, slightly dry just because it's, you know, straight technical information. But, you know, if you like that kind of stuff and you want to learn something, go check out their site. It's twatech.org. That's twatech.org. Hopefully, I was already supposed to have done an episode with Droops previously at Freaknik, but hopefully I'll be able to get an episode or two done for them sometime soon, and I urge everyone else to do it too, just because the more people that contribute to the show, the less work it is for everyone, and that's kind of what the whole point of that show is all about. So just check that out. But that doesn't mean that you should send your information to them and not us.
Yeah. Especially to all you local listeners out there. So, now that segment's over, you know, and once again, I want to apologize if it wasn't exactly clear, but we'll try to make it better next time. It's just our first time ever trying something like that, so just kind of bear with us. Anyways, I think Pony Boy has some numbers that he wanted to call.
Yeah, I attempted to call these during the last episode, which was episode 9A, because somebody still hasn't recorded episode 9B yet.
And, I don't know what you're talking about, but okay.
There was quite a few issues. My pickup coil wouldn't work with my computer for some reason, so I couldn't make the calls and get them recorded. But we got a new system working out here, so I can make some calls, and I think that this is going to be a good thing. We haven't had phone calls on this show for the past, 7, 8 episodes, so I got 4 numbers here that, they're pretty cool. 3 of them are actually in the same exchange. And I can't remember who gave the numbers. They posted them as, you know, like I get all my cool numbers to call. They were on the Benrev forums in the some numbers topic. And I really wish I had written down who posted each one, but I completely forgot to. So just thanks to whoever posted each of these numbers. And I'm sorry I forgot who you were. But the first number, if you guys want to call it, is 1-800-315-9911, and it's one of those crazy Spanish recordings that we all know and love so well. So I'm gonna attempt to three-way this call and keep it on speakerphone. So if you guys will hang on for just a second.
Okay, I fucked up, so I'm gonna try that one more time.
Media, you
I'm not sure if that was loud enough for this mic to pick up, but...
Yeah. If you want me to call the next number, I can try to call the next number and see how that works out.
All right, cool. All
right. Just give me 1 second.
All right. And the number he's calling is 800-315-9948. Hello?
For service in English, please press 9. Pour toute question sur l'utilisation de l'application gestion des requêtes TES, appuyez sur le 6. Veuillez s'il vous plaît écouter attentivement car les options ont changé. Pour le support de SAP Parts Logistics Go Live, appuyez sur le 5 maintenant. Pour un problème de mot de passe, appuyez sur le 1. Pour un problème PC, appuyez sur le 2. Pour du support applicatif tel que SAP, MacPack, FATS, SG.
Alright.
Now, that number, I wish I had an opportunity to get it to speak English, but that was the French-Canadian Aerospace User's Desk, which is apparently... an aerospace user's desk in French Canada.
Did it pick up okay?
Yeah, it came through fairly nicely, but
because my phone has this really awesome feature that I've been wanting to try out anyway, where you can switch over to another phone call and then link the two calls together.
Hmm. Awesome. You wanna take these other two?
Yeah, sure. Let me just give me a second and I'll call the next number.
Alright.
Alright.
Okay, now this one, which is the third on that exchange, is it's 800-315-9958. And let's see if it comes through. I don't know if it will, because it kind of goes kind of quick.
Okay, well, apparently...
Was it too quick for you?
Yeah, it was, it went by too fast for me to actually connect the two calls together, so...
Alright, well, if you guys call the number, I already told them the number. If you guys call the number, basically it just says goodbye in the, you know, that lovely female operator voice. And it hangs up on you. It's, you know, it's not the most amazing thing in the world. I thought it was kind of nifty. But, unfortunately, that operator's just too damn quick for us.
Exactly. Damn. Bitch. Anyways,
yeah. Now,
if you...
Before you dial this one up, I want to... This is the coolest one we have so far. You know, the French-Canadian thing, that was kind of interesting. If we had gone a little bit deeper into it, which, you know, maybe next episode we might dig a little deeper into that system. But, I'm sure since a lot of our listeners are kind of new to the freaking scene, this will be a really, interesting thing for a lot of people. I know it was interesting for me when I actually dialed the number first, but this is... an international ring, like, let's say you were in Mexico or, you know, some other country, I don't know, this is what it would sound like if you were calling someone and the phone was ringing. And, do you want to call it, Mesa, or do you want me to?
I'll call it. All right. Just, give me 1 second, and I'll be right back.
And, the number is 888 663-4334, and I apologize in advance because there is a very loud, piercing tone at the end of the ringing, and so I hope that we disconnect before that. But
Okay, well, Pony Boy, that call did not work out because some lady answered the phone.
Really now?
Yes, yeah, some lady with a really strong accent from some place I haven't.
Did you ask her where she was from?
No, you want to call back and see?
Would you like me to?
Yes, you do it this way.
Alright. Okay, let's see if I can get this to work out on the first try for me.
I hung up on him again. I dialed the wrong number.
Shortly, thank you.
Hello. 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 Hello.
Try
this one more time.
Don't hang up on me. We're going to be able to edit all that out, right?
Yeah, probably. I don't know.
God, I really hope this is the last time we have to record by phone.
Okay. Should I try this again?
Yeah, try it again.
Alright. I'm going to try it one more time, and I'm probably going to hang up on him one more time, but here we go. Wherever they are, it must be really early in the morning, and we're bothering the crap out of them.
Did somebody actually pick it up?
I have no idea. I clicked back over and put it on the speakerphone.
Hmm.
I bet you they're listening right now. Welcome to Velcor Radio.
Yes, welcome. Hope you enjoy it. Check us out at velcorradio.net. People.
Alright. So, since everyone here was so kind as to stick with us through this whole episode, it's time for the contest. And, I guess I'll go ahead and let you guys know the prize in case, you know, you decide you don't want it and you can stop listening after I tell you. But, when I was at Freaknik, which I did record audio, I'm working as hard as I can to get that audio edited into an actual episode, like I promised. I met up with some people from Digium, who, if you guys aren't aware, Digiome is the company that made Asterisk. And they gave me a huge stack of Asterisk CDs, which, you know, I kind of took the liberty of going around and distributing them to several people at the the convention. And I've got about 5 left over. And so the rule that's going to be the contest. The rules of the contest are: the first 5 people who can who send an instant message, you know, using AIM or GAIM to the Belcore Radio screen name, which is Belcore Radio, and answer the trivia question that I give you correctly, you know, you'll have like maybe 30 seconds to answer the question, just in case you do need to do a little scramble. You win a CD, and you know, if you ask nicely, you know, I'll autograph it for you or something. But you know, I'll send it to you in the mail, and you can have all sorts of fun with it. And they're real cool looking. They're actually cut into the shape of an asterisk. So, you know, you sharpen up the edges and make a ninja star out of it or something if you want to. But that is the contest rules. So I'm hoping that we actually get some people trying to win these things. I've got several trivia questions that I'm not sure if I want to choose just one to ask everybody, or if I want to kind of cycle through them as to whoever gets what question. But you know, some are kind of easy, some are, you know, fairly hard. But you know, just give it a shot. If by the next episode I still haven't gotten rid of them all, we'll just have a new contest of like the first person who sends me an instant message. But I'm not going to tell you guys the question now, simply because of the fact I don't want you looking up all the answers and then coming to me.
Exactly.
But I think that just about does it for Belcore Radio. We're actually didn't cut it too much shorter than normally. We're running on about 50 minutes right now, so.
Well. And what can we say?
After editing, I'm sure it'll cut it down a little bit.
Yeah, so, like Pony Boy said, I think that about wraps it up. And, you know, guys, just thanks for listening. You know, sticking with us for this long. And, you know, hopefully this is the last time we'll ever have to record like this. Next time, hopefully. Crossing our fingers here. We'll be actually have a little studio so we can actually record good stuff.
Now, before we end the show, I do want to I want to give some props to Droops, who I keep mentioning this project, but he more or less, I'm sure there were other people who helped him develop the idea, but as far as I know, it was Droops. He came up with the idea for Twat Radio. I got to hang out with him a good bit at Freaknik, and we were supposed to record a lot of things. We were supposed to record an episode of Belcore Radio. We were supposed to record an episode of Twat. We were supposed to do some stuff for Infonomicon TV, which is an internet TV show that he does. And I think it ended up being more like he got shitty drunk and I laughed. So
good times.
But yeah, I wanna give mad props to all the people that I met at Freaknik, all the people that, you know, contributed to the audio for the show. Props to Stank Dog for letting us call him at 2 in the morning and not being too terribly pissed off. You got anybody you want to give the mad crazy props to?
You know, all the mad crazy props to all the people who listen to us. Props to Mark S. for giving me such an awesome deal on the web hosting and the PBX for the show. And some shameless promotion going on around here. Check out my site at undergroundradio2k9.tk. You know, underground music going on around there for the Atlanta and metro area. And, you know, that,
We are going to be streaming the show on that radio stream. And, what is the official time frame for us?
As soon as we get it edited, because most likely, you know, me and you will probably be, the first people to have a copy of it. So, you know, as soon as it's edited and everything, probably I'm thinking around Tuesday or so, you think?
Definitely by Thursday.
Well, definitely by Thursday. Well, then, Thursday night and Friday, we'll be streaming the show on Underground Radio around, you know, whatever time I feel like it. I'll give you a definite time up on the site, so check it out. I'm thinking around somewhere around 8 o'clock or so.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this has been another episode of Belcourt Radio. As usual, until next time, keep hacking, keep freaking, keep having fun.
Don't get into too much trouble.
Yeah, don't get into too much trouble.
And if you do, don't blame it on us.
Yeah, blame your parents and the government.
As always.
And I guess, end of file.